Chapter 38. Celeste's office was where family conferences usually took place. This part of the holiday season encouraged more family visits than other times of the year. Celeste was meeting with Diana Glass's daughter, Eleanor. Eleanor had a brother, but he was rarely interested in his mother's care. However, Eleanor was. Bill and Diana Glass had entered Hite about 12 years earlier. Bill drove back then, and they had such a good life. It was just like being on a vacation every day. Money was not a problem. They loved to dine out, go on cruises that Hite sponsored, and just have a grand old time. It was true that Diana was more than a little forgetful. There were times when words, or the notion of language to express them, seemed foreign to her. Bill kept her on track with things, and their trust was the thing that she most counted on at this point in her life. But then Bill died, and she often could not find the track. Celeste arranged for Hite's nurse's aid and housekeeping services to become more comprehensive. She augmented this with frequent reservations at Hite House for lunches or dinners. But this was not working. Diana's hygiene was beginning to suffer, and she was losing weight. Eleanor Glass had a lengthy lunch with her mom. She was touched by how sad her mom was, and how she sometimes spoke of her dad as if he wasn't dead. She knew her mom was very lonely. "I want to inquire about possibilities of bringing my mom home to live with me and my family," said Eleanor. Celeste was a bit surprised. She was going to suggest that it was perhaps time for Diane to move into a more supportive environment. But she listened sympathetically. "We have a guest room on the first floor where there is a half bathroom and kitchen. Mom seems capable of making the stairs. It's only two or three times a week to bathe." "I understand," said Celeste. "Your mom is a lovely person, and she is lonely and grieving, and I know you want to provide her with a home." Eleanor was nodding, but Celeste felt the tension in her agreement. "There may be a lot more involved than you think." "Such as what?" Eleanor was looking at Celeste with resolve. Diana had always reminded her after whom she had been named. "Housekeeping is telling me that there is fairly extensive..." Celeste did not want to say bedwetting. That made Diana seem infantile, and she did not deserve that designation. "Loss of bladder control," she said gently. Eleanor nodded. "I will have a hard conversation with her about wearing some protection at night." Eleanor did not want to say diaper. "Yes, but that would just be the start, Eleanor. She might not be able to be alone in a house with a kitchen on the same floor." "Then I might have to install a door that locks on my kitchen." Celeste was trying to do this gently. She did not want to tell her about the way that her life and her family's life would be substantially changed. The easiest and most direct way to put it would be to ask if she remembered having a newborn, and then saying that this was much more exhausting and difficult than that. They chatted. Celeste used her skills to address the guilt that Eleanor was feeling about not having her mother there with her already. Christmas had just been too much, and seeing her alone and despondent, juxtaposed with seeing her and Dad smiling and alive, it was causing a pain in her heart that she did not know how to help. Celeste was trying to guide her passively to her inevitable conclusions. It always went this way. Celeste knew about 15 minutes before Eleanor that it would dawn on her. Finally, Eleanor said, "You were telling me that I really don't have a choice." Celeste was careful. "We always have some choices. What do you think would be best for Mom?" That was another part of her training, to refer to her as the familiar Mom instead of Diana. This part was difficult. Eleanor had agreed that, for now, this might be the best solution. "I'm afraid Mom will have to distribute some of her things." "Things can be put in storage. They can be taken to Diana's family." She knew when to back off Mom so as not to sound ingratiating. Eleanor closed her eyes. This was moving too fast. She just wanted to have a conversation about the possibility of her mother coming home. "I have to think about this and speak with my husband," said Eleanor. Celeste hoped she didn't wait too long and have it result in a tragedy. As Eleanor left, Celeste informed the director of admissions that there could be a potential opening in the independent living apartments and that there was probably going to be a need for someone to join the first floor residential healthcare unit. She informed the head of nursing to make special note of what nurses' aides were reporting about Diana Glass's condition. The head of housekeeping was notified to report on the daily state of Diana's bedliddens. And finally, Heidi Kleiss was given an overview report on the entire situation. Because this was the day after Christmas, and very few of the department heads were at work, they would find these requests in written form, memorialized to Heidi Kleiss when they came back into the office. This efficiency was something that did not make Celeste popular among her co-workers.